I'm Erin Wallet. I'm from the Centerburg FFA chapter, and I was just elected state treasurer.
How does it feel to say that?
Unreal. I can't believe it. It's weird even hearing it come out of my mouth.
What was the feeling? What was the emotion when you heard your name?
Well, I was waiting for my name to be called. I was looking down and my picture came up first and my dad started freaking out beside me and I looked up and saw my picture and I think I screamed bloody murder. It was overwhelming. I don't even remember how I felt, to be completely honest. I just ran as fast as I could.
Share with us, if you would, a little bit of your FFA experience.
Well, this is my fifth year in the FFA, actually. I'm a freshman at Wilmington College, and I served as the reporter and as the president of my chapter while I was in high school. And my advisor always had, he always had like a great feeling about me and how I would succeed, and I couldn't be here without him. It's
any one thing that you think stands out in your mind that has prepared you for a state office?
Being president of my chapter, I think, was the most. Having those underclassmen actually look up to me and being a role model for them, I realized that I wanted to keep doing that and keep being there for the younger members.
So what kind of year are you anticipating?
A really, really good one. I think it'll be great. I think we're going to come up with some great things for the Ohio FFA members, and I couldn't be more excited.
You said a student at Wilmington?
Yes, sir.
And you're majoring?
I'm double majoring in agricultural education and animal science. I hope to be an FFA advisor someday.
So FFA has really had an influence in your life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Erin, congratulations on being elected to a state office.
Thank you so much.